It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Joey LaRocque joining you once again here at IYFWrestling.com, and what else is there to talk about except the biggest night in your face wrestling history? And I am talking about Memories, Moments, and Mayhem. Mark that date down, folks, March 15th, 2014, the biggest night in IYFW history, and we're going to talk all about it right now here at the interface. The show started off with a four-way collision matchup pitting the Northern Stud, Elite Terrell, the SOG Ronnie Ribs, and Lance Maidwell, or should I say, Lance Memories, Moments, and Maidwell, as his t-shirt was saying. A great matchup to start the show off, but it was not without controversy, as the Northern Stud would get the pinfall victory over Lance Maidwell at the same time Elite Terrell was tapping out to the confessional, the submission hold of Ronnie Ribs. The referee, however, was completely ignoring the tap out and counted the three, giving the victory to the Northern Stud, and Ronnie Ribs was not too happy about this decision. He feels that he deserves the win for that matchup. He got the tap out on Elite Terrell. He's the one that should have had his hand raised in victory, but no, the referee gave it to the Northern Stud that evening. I'm sure Ronnie Ribs is going to have a lot to say about this in the near future. Next up, it would be tag team action, as we would see Prince Ashanal, formerly known to us all here as the Shabazz Tribe Warrior Itana, teaming up with a newcomer to IYFW named Dexter Chase, taking on the very odd combination of Good Lord Willing and tattooed ugly Len Oddity himself, making his debut, of course, his wife Bonnie in his corner. And this night, Prince Ashanal would get revenge for his loss last year at Memories, Moments, and Mayhem in 2013, when he lost to Good Lord Willing thanks to interference from the Boogeyman. But this night, the 400-pound splash would go down on Good Lord Willing, and the pinfall and victory would go to Prince Ashanal and Dexter Chase. Well, we're already hearing word that Good Lord Willing is looking to have a rubber match. He wants one more outing with Prince Ashanal to settle it all. And of course, we know that things are just starting to get odd in IYFW with Tattooed Ugly Len Oddity now on the roster full-time. Speaking of tag team action, we go now to Team RPG, Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket, former IYFW Tag Team Champions, taking on the new members of Blood Money. Scott Scarsdale had stated he has two new full-time members of Blood Money that he was going to introduce to us all that night, and we were shocked to see that he brought out the combination of Gabriel Soul and Jamar Justice. Jamar Justice, of course, has a long-time history with Scarsdale, but more, he has a history with Ricky Williams, another Blood Money member, a former tag team partner of Jamar Justice and tag team champions known as the Uprising. Well, I guess we found out what the connection was to getting Jamar and Gabriel Soul involved with Blood Money. And they did not disappoint Scott Scarsdale. They made good on his investment as they got the victory that night over the tag team champions for the first time. Jamar and Gabe teaming up in IYFW, a big victory for them and for Blood Money. Well, when the match was over, Mr. Canada Ricky Williams would come out to celebrate and congratulate his new partners, but also he would be there for business of his own, to put out an open challenge to anybody on the roster that night to give him a match. This would bring out Secretary of Event Content Ivana Leach, and she would introduce a man who was a guest during M3Con, the Memories, Moments of Mayhem convention. I'm talking about Spirit Squad member Kenny Dykstra. He would come out to the ring and accept the challenge in a great matchup with Ricky Williams. And just when it looked like Kenny was going to get the victory that night, Jamar and Gabriel came back out to the ring causing a distraction, and Ricky Williams got himself intentionally disqualified to avoid a pinfall loss to Kenny. So Spirit Squad member Kenny gets the victory by DQ that evening, but I'm sure Ricky Williams will gloat and gloat about he wasn't beaten, and he'll be looking to have another outing in IYFW very soon. Now it would be time to talk about the start of the second half of the show, starting out with the big flexor on a pole match, as the mighty Franz Roddy, the man who made this challenge, called it the most dangerous match in Austrian wrestling history, and these two men put on a hell of a performance. The victory would go to the mighty one, Franz Roddy. He would claim the flexor and get the pin on the Toast of the Coast, the Lord of Lats himself, Chuck Deep. Next up, it would be tag team championship action, the two teams with the most bitter rivalry going in IYFW. The Savage Wolves champions and Northern Fury challengers would go one-on-one in this tag team matchup. There was action all over the ring, all over the floor, so much brutality going on this one, so much animosity and hatred spilling over between these two teams. You could feel it in the building that night. And finally, Northern Fury would get the pin, get the victory, and win the big one, becoming the new In Your Face Wrestling tag Team Champions. Now, you want to talk about a moment. You want to talk about a memory. When the match was over, there Vigo and Sergeant Fury stood holding their tag team titles in one hand and in the other hand holding their sons, bringing their children into the ring to celebrate with them. What an incredible moment and memory that was after the mayhem of the tag team title match. Now we go on to the In Your Face Wrestling Championship match, the Pillar Roman Dominguez defending against Liam McFerrin. We already talked about the statistics behind this one. Roman Dominguez has not been pinned in IYFW in over 2 years. November 12, 2011, the last time his shoulders were kept down for 3 seconds, and of course the Pillar has never tapped out, never submitted in Your Face Wrestling. Liam McFerrin, of course, was going with the luck of the Irish. He had been very successful in the past two IYFW events around March. He would win championships both those times, and he was looking to three-peat at Memories Moments of Mayhem. However, the Pillar would break the Irish curse and retain the In Your Face Wrestling Championship using the Grievance, the brutal kick that has done so much damage to so many other competitors in IYFW. But a special point I need to make is Liam McFerrin is the first man to break out of the sofoco, the brutal submission hold that Roman Dominguez has put many challengers and many competitors away with. Liam McFerrin was able to break that hold. It was a change to the game plan for the Pillar to use the Grievance, but he still has so much in his arsenal to use. He used it that night to retain the IYFW Championship. And now we talk about the big one. Now we talk about the main event, the six-man elimination match of survival, the unmatched feud between Chip Stetson, the legendary Chip Stetson, and the IYFW icon Drake Evans coming to a head in this matchup. Team Legendary with Chip Stetson, Pierre Vachon, and Justin Credible against Team Icon, The Shaft, Bobby Ocean, Tommy Dreamer, and Rhino, led to the ring by Drake Evans. And this one was completely off the charts. So much chaos, so much craziness going on in this matchup. I'm not going to go into all the details for it. You're going to have to check it out on DVD when it becomes available at this website. But we can tell you that the victory would go to Team Icon. And who would get the victory? None other than Drake Evans himself would cover Chip Stetson in the closing moments and get the pinfall victory with Rhino's help to win the match for his team. It was a memorable night, a sold out, standing room only BACC. That night witnessed the biggest night in IYFW history, and we were so proud of that event, so thankful to all the great fans around the Capital Region, but not just the Capital Region, from New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, all over the area coming out to support IYFW. And don't forget about all the fun we had during the Memories Moments of Mayhem convention during the afternoon. People got to meet and greet with Justin Credible, Tommy Dreamer, Kenny Dykstra, and Rhino, experience all kinds of great artists and wrestling memorabilia and collectibles and all kinds of fun stuff. We thank all the people involved with that. We want to send a special thank you out to Mr. Doug Hills, who was there at the convention. He is the man who designed and drew the beautiful Memories Moments of Mayhem poster that you've seen splattered all over our website, Facebook, Twitter, and all around there. Thank you very much, Doug Hills, for your contributions. We also want to thank a gentleman by the name of Connor from the Boston Journal, who was there that night and put together a great little teaser video of the events that happened that night. You can see that on Facebook as well as Twitter. Thank you very much to all these men for everything they put together, all the people involved that helped make this event so special for everyone involved. Well, you know, I'd love to keep talking about Memories Moments of Mayhem, but we must move on. We must look to the future, and the future is May 17th, Duanesburg, New York. The Duanesburg Athletic Community Center is going to be rocking with IYFW action on Saturday, May 17th for show number 42, Life, the Universe, and Everything. And it has already been announced that the main event that night will be a match for the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. It will be a rematch from November's Season 7 Exit Wounds, as the Pillar Roman Dominguez will defend his championship against the man he took it from in November, the mighty Franz Roddy. More matches are being negotiated, more talent is being signed for this event. Keep checking here at the Interface for more news about that. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, keep track of the premier wrestling promotion in the Capital Region, and also you're going to want to find out when Memories Moments of Mayhem 2014 becomes available on home DVD release. Well, folks, there's so much more I could talk about, but I'm running out of time here. I just want to thank once again all the great fans who came out to make M3 the biggest night, the most special night they could. So thank you all very much for your continued support, and we're going to keep it going here at IYFWrestling.com. For the Interface and IYFWrestling.com, this is Joey LaRocque.